All right. So, Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita and Krishna in the Uddhava Gita also points out that gambling means cheating. As soon as you have any kind of gambling, the element of cheating comes in. And Shukuni, that whole game was rigged. Cheating. So when one comes on the spiritual path, one first of all has to break the four pillars of sinful life. Just like any house or construction has four pillars which the roof rests on. So there's four pillars of sinful life and there are four pillars of religious life. They go hand in hand. So one of those pillars of sinful life is gambling, cheating, lying. So when you institute any kind of gambling or participate in any kind of gambling, you're destroying the religious pillar of truthfulness. That's what's happening. You are destroying that pillar, the corresponding pillar of religion. Then another one is mercy. That's a pillar of religion. And the corresponding pillar of irreligion is animal slaughter. As long as a society or people engage in animal slaughter, then the quality of mercy is now gone in human society. So that's mercy and animal killing. One is the pillar of irreligious life. Mercy is a pillar of religious life. Then you have the sinful pillar of intoxication. And what does intoxication do? It destroys the religious pillar of austerity. Throughout the Mahabharata, you'll see Vyasadeva and the rishis, they're from time to time visiting the Pandavas while they're in the forest. And while they're in the forest for 13 years, what are the Pandavas doing? Austerity, penances. And by doing that, they're gaining more and more and more pious credits. They're increasing their great fortune, their religious and spiritual account. Even it was described that Kunti was not in the forest for the 12-13 years. She stayed with Vidura in Hastinapur. But it was mentioned that during that time Kunti was performing great austerities and penances. She was worshipping Lord Vishnu and of course constantly praying to Krishna, right? Her nephew, right? Krishna's aunt is Kunti, because Kunti is the sister of Krishna's father, Vasudev. So, austerity and penance, there's another expression. Penance is the wealth of the Brahmana. The Kshatriyas and the Vaishyas, money, gotta have money. And we described previously Duryodhan, right? Even at one point, when Duryodhan and Shukuni brought up to Dhritarashtra, let's do the gambling match, because we want all this wealth that Yudhishthira just got from the Rajasuya. What did Dhritarashtra tell his son? He said, you have enough wealth. Why do you want more? You have so much wealth as it is. But that's the problem with someone who's greedy. They're never satisfied. But this is the problem. A Brahmana, on the other hand, whatever he has, I'm happy. The Brahmana may live in a little hut, and he's happy and peaceful. Or a Brahmin may live in a big palace. The good example is Sudama. Sudama was a pure Brahmana. Throughout his whole life, poor, so poor, poverty stricken. Even when he had to go, when he wanted to go see Krishna, they were so poor, they had to go to the neighbor and beg some rice. None of you are like that, right? All of you got enough rice in your kitchens. But Sudama was so poor, he had to go to the neighbor. The wife had to go to the neighbor to get. And that rice she got was, what? Poha? The cheap, the very inexpensive. Not the first class basmati. No. The cheap. But Sudama, even though he's so poor, he's peaceful and happy. And then after Krishna blessed him, when Sudama came back from visiting Krishna, and he came to his house, and what's this? He saw this palace now, and servants, and his wife came out. She looked like the goddess of fortune. He couldn't recognize her at first. And Sudama lived very nicely, but it was the same Sudama. Not that now that he became rich, he became like Duryodhana, I want more. No. So the idea is, the Brahmana is satisfied, and there is this phrase, austerity is the wealth of the Brahmins. The more austerity, that's how they calculate their wealth. Not by their stock folio or their bank account or how many Lexus and Mercedes he has. Right? There was one so-called person, 95 Rolls Royces, and he's supposed to be a spiritual person. No. So austerity, and by taking intoxication, you destroy that ability to become austere. Just like any athlete, right? Anyone who's a good athlete, he cannot go on the field intoxicated. It's not going to happen. No. Austerity, you have to save your energy. So you have, just like, are you finished high school or college? You're in second year of college. So you know, and what are you studying to be? Physiologist. All right. So you have to spend hours in the classroom, hours studying. You can't be staying up night after night having party. You won't do good. You know that. You have to put in your time. You just finished law school, right? Lots of hours of study, right? Can't be watching ZTV. No. You have to be spending hours and hours denying yourself sense gratification so that you can pass the bar. When do you take it? So let's bless you that you pass the bar. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So, austerity is destroyed by intoxication. Then the last item, the pillar of religion, cleanliness. My mother, my first guru, my mother, you would always say to me, Nikki, cleanliness is next to godliness. Then when I met my spiritual master, Srila Prabhupada, I read the same. I said, "Well, Prabhupada saying the same thing my mother used to say every day." That's why I called my mother my first guru. She was teaching me what is taught in Krishna consciousness, and what destroys cleanliness, illicit connection with women. That destroys cleanliness. So the four pillars of sinful life, the four pillars of religious life, they go hand in hand. So when one takes a vow to pursue spiritual life, he has to knock down those four pillars of sinful life and established the four pillars of religious life, then one lives under the roof of piety and religion. And from piety and religion, dharma, what comes next? Economic development. And with economic development, you can live happily, peacefully. Then, the last stage, achieving liberation. But you can go beyond liberation. There is a stage beyond liberation. Many people do not know this. Many people think liberation, salvation is the end. No. Lord Chaitanya teaches us there's something beyond liberation. And that is called love of God. Love of God is beyond liberation. And love of God is so great that even you're living here in Irvine. This is Irvine, right? So even you're living in Irvine, you can be beyond liberated. You can have this love of God wherever you go. So these four pillars, and then along with that, you chant this beautiful Maha Mantra. Everybody? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Do we have any more questions? I think you had a question. No, you?
Me?
Yes, you. You wanted to hear something about Radha and Krishna?
Yeah, it's all time favorite of mine.
You like Radha and Krishna? Well, I like Radha and Krishna too. So is there any particular aspect or just in general? Tell me what you would like. Because I'm in a really good mood today. Something about Gopi Geet. Well, let's go to Gopi Geet because I just happen to have it right here. Well, that's no problem. Garlands are always good. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All right. I'm getting two garlands? Wow. Come and get your blessing. And may you be successful physiologist.
I want to be a doctor.
You want to be a doctor. May you become the best doctor. Hare Krishna. Oh, very good. Hare Krishna. Okay. Well, whoever gives that, they're the ones that get, you know. But those who made the garlands, I bless you too. How's that? Let's find the Gopi Geet. Ah, here it is. The Gopi Geet. Oh, that doesn't have the translations. All right. Repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Alright, so first we have to give the background of what is Gopi Gita. The background is the night of the rasa dance. Keep in mind that these are not stories. They're histories. Big difference. The story is something like Harry Potter nonsense. That's a story. This is history. Persons like Shukadeva Goswami and Vyasadeva are not going to waste their time with nice fairy tales. They got better things to do. So this night of the rasa dance is a history. It's an actual event. And not only did it take place 5,000 years ago, it is going on right now. Because just like the sun, although it's cloudy today, but the sun is always present somewhere. It's not that the sun goes to sleep. When it's nighttime here, what's happening in India? Midnight here, right? 12 noon somewhere in India, right? The sun is always present. Similarly, Krishna performs his pastimes in this universe. Well, we're not the only universe. There are millions and millions of other universes, and Krishna's pastimes are always going on somewhere in some universe. Just like right now, it's 12:19. Hawaii is 2 hours earlier. In 2 hours, it'll be 12:19 in Hawaii. So somewhere right now, Krishna's killing Putana. Somewhere right now, Krishna's killing Kamsa. And right now, somewhere, Krishna is dancing the Rasa dance with the gopis. These pastimes are always present. And you know what? You can join. How would you like to join Krishna's pastimes and participate? Just like Meenakshi, Meena's husband, he wants to be right there with Arjuna on the battle of Kurukshetra, am I right? That's where he wants to be. Like you, me, I want to be that Rasa dance. So in the night of the Rasa dance, Krishna was dancing with the gopis. There was one Krishna for every two gopis, and in the middle was Radha Krishna, surrounded by all these thousands of gopis, and for every two gopis there was one Krishna, but each gopi was perceiving Krishna is dancing with me alone, even though all this is going on. And during the height of the beginning of the dance, the gopis were smelling Krishna's arms. Krishna doesn't need deodorant. Krishna's arms are itself very fragrant. And they were dancing very nicely. And the gopis were thinking, oh, I am so fortunate. I'm so special. I'm dancing with Krishna. Everything, all the gopis were thinking like that. And Krishna said, these gopis are getting a little proud. I don't want my devotees to become proud. Krishna disappeared. What? Krishna disappeared from all the gopis. And he went deep into the forest with Radharani. Actually, Radharani led Krishna, because Radharani was thinking, I'm not getting any special attention here. So it was Radharani who led Krishna deep into the forest. And Krishna was picking flowers for Radharani. Krishna made a nice crown for Radharani. And then at a certain point, Radharani said, oh, Krishna, I'm so tired. I can't go anymore. You'll have to carry me. Krishna said, yes, I'll carry you. Just get on my shoulder. And as soon as Radha approached, Krishna disappeared from Radharani because she too became proud. So Radharani finally meets up with the other gopis who they've been searching for. After Krishna left, the gopis were searching through the forest. Where is Krishna? They were asking the trees. They were asking the animals. They saw the tulsi plant. They said, oh, Tulsi, you are beloved of Krishna. Have you seen Krishna? But they didn't see. Krishna had disappeared from them. And invisible to them was watching all of this. So when Radha and the gopis met, the gopis learned that Krishna also left her. So they took her within their midst. They sat down on the bank of the Yamuna. And they started to sing this song, Gopi Geet. Different gopis sang a particular verse. Oh, beloved, so there, Krishna is not present, Krishna is invisible, but Krishna is seeing everything. That's Krishna. He can be invisible, but he can see. Kind of scary. Krishna is in your heart. He sees everything that's going on. No secrets from Krishna. None. Can't hide from Krishna. He's watching you at every moment. O beloved, your birth in the land of Raja has made it exceeding glorious. And thus Indira, the goddess of fortune, always resides here. It is only for your sake we, your devoted servants, maintain our lives. We have been searching everywhere for you, so please show yourself to us. So the gopis' mood is one of surrender, like Meenakshi sang, Shri Krishna Sharanam Mama. I take shelter of Krishna. Surrender means to take shelter. And the mood of surrender and shelter, as we talked about at the very beginning, humility. So then they say, O Lord of love, yes, nobody can beat Krishna when it comes to loving pastimes. Krishna puts Cupid to shame. Cupid becomes frustrated because when it comes to loving affairs, there is a book, the Govinda Lilamrita, and in that book is described exactly how Krishna carries on his loving affairs with Radharani and the gopis. Very, very detailed account. And by reading that book, anyone who thinks they can compete with Krishna, they're laughable. Nobody can compete with the loving affairs of Krishna. He wrote the book. There's nothing. All these actresses and moving, all these stupid, silly things, nonsense. The pastimes of Krishna and the gopis, this is the pinnacle of loving affairs. And it's all completely pure. Not a tinge of material lust. It's completely on the transcendental platform. O Lord of love, in beauty, your glance excels the whirl of the finest, most perfectly formed lotus within the autumn pond. O bestower of benedictions, you are killing these maidservants who have given themselves to you freely without any price. Isn't this murder? So notice, the gopis consider themselves maidservants, not wives, maidservants. When I go to Panama and Chile, all the Indian families have maids, local maids. So the wife never considers herself a maid. She's the boss of the maids. Some of them have 2-3 maids living in the house. Right? The gopis consider themselves maidservants of Krishna, not his wives. Again, humility. And notice they address Krishna, bestower of benedictions. And they feel that because Krishna has left them, that is killing them, because their love for Krishna is so great. O greatest of personalities, you have repeatedly saved us from all kinds of danger, from poisoned water. That was when the Kaliya serpent came. He had polluted the Yamuna River, so Krishna took care of that. From the terrible man-eater Agha, that was another demon Krishna killed. From the great rains, yes, when Indra was trying to drown the city, land of Vrindavan, for 7 days. From the wind demon, there was a demon, Trinavarta, who tried to kidnap Krishna, but as usual, Krishna would kill the demon. From the fiery thunderbolt of Indra, yes, besides the rain, Krishna was throwing thunderbolts, lightning, wind. He was trying to completely destroy Vrindavan. And therefore, Krishna became known as Giridhari, lifting the mountain, 7 years old, with his left pinky, and held it up for 7 days and seven nights, acting like an umbrella. So the gopis are remembering the times Krishna saved them from all these demons. Now this next one is quite interesting. The gopis say, you are not actually the son of the gopi Yashoda. You are actually the indwelling witness in the hearts of all embodied souls. So the gopis seem to be aware of the fact that Krishna is Paramatma, Super Soul. That's why I said a few minutes ago, Krishna sees everything we're doing, even right now. He's there in your heart. He sees. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, you have now appeared. Yes. At the beginning, Lord Brahma is approached by Mother Earth. Mother Earth approaches Lord Brahma in the form of a cow, and she has tears in her eyes. And why is she crying? She's crying because the earth at that time was under the control of Kamsa. And Kamsa had made a United Nations of demons. I'm not making any comment about our present United Nations. Don't get me wrong. But Kamsa made a United Nations of demons. And they had compiled what is known as the military industrial complex. All the demons were simply increasing their forces. And Mother Earth was feeling too much burden because of all these demons. So she went to Lord Brahma, please do something. And she had tears. Mother Earth is smart. No man can tolerate the crying of a woman. Impossible. When a woman comes with tears, he's finished. Anything you want. So Brahma was not able to solve it. So therefore Brahma, Mother Earth, Lord Shiva, all the demigods, they went to the shore of the ocean of milk. Because in that ocean of milk is a white island, Shwetadweep. And on that island is Lord Kshirodakshayi Vishnu. And they offered prayers. And Lord Brahma got a message in his heart that all the demigods should expand themselves and take birth in this Yadu dynasty, Krishna's family, that he was going to appear. Because the message was that Krishna himself, the original Narayan, the source of all other incarnations, he himself was going to come and the demigods should all assist him. So the gopis know about this also. All right. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. Now you, yeah?
Couple of things. We'll do 12:30 yoga, 1 o'clock RT, and then we can continue with the kirtan. We have Amal Chuli and a couple of other people. So whatever, and the kids are also there.
Yes, I'm going to do that right now. I'm doing that right now. It's already 12:30, so.
Yeah, they are
ready. Okay. So, I have been asked to do a quiz specifically for the children, but the adults can join in. I'm going to give a description. You tell me who it's about. We'll start easy. This is an easy one. Who is this person? He was known as Dharmaraj. He was known as Ajatashatru. Nobody knows? Just call out. You got it. Yudhisthira. Very good. Simple, right? All right. Now this one, I just mentioned this. Let's see who was paying attention. This is the founder of the family where Krishna takes his birth. I just mentioned it. Yadu. He is the son of what's his name? Yayati. Yayati had several sons. Yadu was one of them. All right, let's see the next one. Oh, this is easy. He is the son of Parashara and Satyavati. Yeah. No. That would be Satyavati and Shantanu. This is Parashara. Parashara is a rishi, so that gives you a... Not Vidura. Come on. Vyasadeva. If you know, don't be shy. If you know it, answer. All right, Vyasadeva. Okay. This is the king... The king of this place where the Pandavas spent their final year incognito. What was the name of that king? In his kingdom, the Pandavas spent that last year. What's the king's name? Oh, I stumped you. Come on, if you know it, say it. Nobody knows? Virata. Virat, okay. All right. All right. This person is actually Yamaraj, and his father is Vyasadeva, and he was, the mother was a maidservant. Vidura, who said that? Very good. Excellent. All right, this is an easy one. This is Kunti's brother and Krishna's father. Vasudeva, very good. Okay. This is the daughter of Virat, who married Arjuna's son Abhimanyu. Uttara, excellent. Very good. All right. Now, this is a hard one. You must really know your Mahabharata to know this one. This woman captured Arjuna in the water, and then they had a son. Anybody know? So this is one of Arjuna's wives. Ulupi, yes. Very good. Very good. All righty. This person was killed by Arjuna, and he was the brother of Duryodhana's wife. And he led a huge army to try to kill Arjuna, but Arjuna killed him. Was that? No. Was that? No. His name is Susharma. Susharma. Now for extra credit. What is the name of Duryodhana's wife? Unfortunately, you don't get credit for that answer. Duryodhana's wife's name is Bhanumati. All right. All right, here's easy question. She married Arjuna when Arjuna kidnapped her, and she was supposed to be married to Duryodhana. Was that? Not Draupadi. No. Because, yeah. You know. You sang her name a few... Subhadra. Yeah, she was... Who wanted her to marry Duryodhana? Balaram, who is her brother, yes. Alright, very good. Let's see what we got here. Okay. This person was killed by Krishna at the Rajasuya sacrifice. Very good. We all know that one. Okay. This person is a son of Drupada and a reincarnation of Amba. Shikhandi. Very good. All right, now. Here you go. This is Bhishma's father by his union with Ganga. Shantanu, right. All right. Okay. Okay, this person got a special airplane, mystic airplane from Lord Shiva. He attacked Krishna and Dwaraka, and Krishna killed him. Shalva, yes. Very good. All right, this is easy. Okay. This person was a close confidant and mentor to Duryodhan, Shakuni. And what was his expertise? Basketball? Dice, yes. Very good. Let's see what we got here. Okay. This person is a disciple of Vyasadeva, and he was Dhritarashtra's secretary, Sanjaya. Very good. Okay. This is the youngest of all the Pandavas, Sahadeva. Okay. And there was one event where Sahadeva was told by Bhishma to speak up and glorify Krishna. The Rajasuya, very good. Somebody's been reading. All right. This is the person who was installed as king after Yudhishthira and the Pandavas left Hastinapur when they went to the north to give up their bodies. Parikshit, very good. And Parikshit was cursed to die how? 7 days. And how was he cursed? No, that was... Yeah, but how was he cursed? The snake didn't curse him. By the Brahmin boy. What's his name? Sringi. Very good. And what was his father's name? Shamika. Very good. Excellent. Okay. All right, we got here. All right, this person is an incarnation of Vishnu. And once he annihilated the earth of all the Kshatriyas 21 times. Parashuram. Now, somebody became his student, but... Wait till I finish the question. It's not Bhishma. Somebody became his student, but later on, Parashuram cursed him. Karna. Why did Parashuram curse Karna? Why? He was cheating, yes. He was not honest. He was, what we say, posing. Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. What was the curse? Let's see if it's mentioned here. The curse was that even though he was taught all these special mantras for weapons, he was said that when it comes time for you to use them, you won't remember. You'll forget. Yes. Okay. And also, your chariot, the earth will swallow your chariot. Right? Because that's what happened. His chariot got stuck. And that's when Krishna told Arjuna what? Huh? Yes. And Karna said, wait, Krishna, what are you doing? This is not fair. And then, oh, fair? We want to talk about fair? Was it fair when you did this? Krishna said, if you don't kill Karna now, you're never going to kill him. Kill him. Yes. Did Arjuna hesitate? No. So that's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, give up all varieties of religious life and simply... Yes. And Krishna says, when should you do it? Ma sucha. Don't waste time. Do it now, as we say in Spanish. Ahora mismo. Do it now. Immediately. Andale. Let's go. Okay. This person was born to the widow of Vitra Treviria, and his father's name was Vyas. Okay, that widow's name is Ambalika. So who is the son of Ambalika? No. Pandu, yes, that's Pandu's mother. All right. Oh, here's an easy one. Oh, my God. Okay, this person can go anywhere in the universe. He doesn't need a rocket ship. He can fly anywhere. Narada, yes. Narada. Okay. Of the Pandavas, he was known as the sword expert. Nakul. Very good. Very good. All right. Let's see what we have here. Okay. This woman, as a baby, was given away by her father. Her father's name was Shurasen, but she was given to Shurasen's friend who had no children. What's her name? I could have asked it easy, but I wanted to see. Kunti. Very good. Excellent. I could have said she's Krishna's aunt. I could have said she's Vasudev's sister. Yeah, but come on. All right. This person used to be the commander of the Yadu army, but because of so many different things, he had to fight for Duryodhan against Krishna and the Pandavas in the Kurukshetra war. No. No, he used to be the chief of the Yadu dynasty. He was the commander. No, he was a commander, not just a chariot driver. Yeah, well, so what's his name? Kritavarma. Kritavarma was also implicated in a murder plot earlier, which had to do with the Kurura and the Shamantaka jewel. Kritavarma was also implicated then. All right, if anybody doesn't get this, you're in the wrong place. Okay, here we go. He is the original Narayan. He spoke Bhagavad Gita. Come on. Sheesh. Took you long enough. Wow. All right. Okay, besides Dronacharya, this person also taught the Pandavas and the Kurus different arts of fighting. No, that was a good guess. But this is different. Besides him, he survived the Kurukshetra war, even though he was on the side of the Kurus. Kripacharya, very good. But that was good, Balaram. What did Balaram teach? Mace, yes, club. And who were his two best students? Duryodhan and Bhim. Yes. Okay. This person was Kunti's first son, Karna. Who was her father? Sun god Surya. Very good. And why did Kunti go see Karna just before the battle of Kurukshetra? What's that? She, okay, good. That was one thing to reveal that. But what was her proposal. Yes, she told them, why don't you join your brothers? And it's interesting, also Krishna, when Krishna came for the meeting and Krishna spoke in the assembly, Krishna also spoke to Karna before leaving. Krishna had a private meeting with Karna. I love this part. Krishna tells Karna, you know what? You should follow what your mother said. And if you join the Pandavas, they'll make you their leader. They'll all obey you. And then, what did, to sweeten the deal, what did Krishna say? Draupadi will also accept you as her husband. Amazing. And what did Karna say? No thanks. I'd rather be with Duryodhana. What a fool. Draupadi, hello. And he would have been the leader of the Pandavas. He would have had all this. He would have had Krishna on his side. Poor calculation. Sentimental. Sentimental. Yes. Because that's what he told his mother too. When Kunti came and said, why don't you... Karna said, well, Duryodhan didn't abandon me like you did. You abandoned me. So why should I do anything for you? Right? And because Duryodhan became his friend at the great festival when all the Pandavas were showing their military arts and feats and skills. And then Karna rode into the assembly and challenged. And Karna was doing all these things. Yes, but he still had all these powers, right? He was as good, if not better than Arjuna. And Arjuna was like, what? I'm supposed to be the number one guy here. Alright, enough of Karna. Alright, easy question. Maternal uncle of Krishna who usurped the throne of his father and was killed by Krishna. Yes, Kungs. Alright. This person married Dhrishtarashtra's only daughter. You should know this. He's the king of Sindhu. Jayadrath. Now comes the next question. What was the name of Dhritarashtra's daughter? Well, the first son was named what? Duryodhan. So her name also starts with a Du. Dushala. Very good. Alright, we have a few more. Okay. This person fought with Bhima for 28 days. And Krishna told Bhima how to kill him. What's this demon's name? Jarasandha. Very good. Now Jarasandha had kidnapped, I think, 20,000 kings. What was he going to do with those kings? Well, who was he? He was going to do something first. Before eating them, what was he going to do? No, he was going to offer them to Lord Shiva in a sacrifice. All right? The form of Shiva called Kala Bhairava. He was doing it. He was doing a sacrifice. All right. Very good. This person is the father of Arjuna, the actual father. Indra. Very good. Okay. This person is the son of Bhima and Hidimbi. Gadotkach. Okay. Very good. Okay. This person comes from the foot of Lord Vishnu. She's Bhishma's mother. Ganga. Yes. I threw you off there at the foot of Lord Vishnu, huh? Okay. This woman was the most beautiful woman of her day, but she was married to a blind king. Gandhari. Very good. All right. This person forced himself to become someone's disciple, but when the time came, his guru told him, cut off your thumb. Ekalavya. Very good. All right. Who's Duryodhan's next brother? Dushasan. Yes. I don't know. All right. This person is said to be an expansion of Kali, the god presiding over the dark age. He's very famous in the Mahabharata. Duryodhan, yes. So now you know what this present age of Kali is. The age of Duryodhan. Alright? We can do a few more. Okay. This Rishi is a partial expansion of Lord Shiva. And he's known for being very quickly angry. No. Durvasa. It is described in the Mahabharata that Durvasa would show up at someone's house anytime, even at midnight. And then he would have the host, make me a feast. And after the feast was made, he would say, okay, I'm not hungry now. This is the kind of person Durvasa was. Just, yes, unpredictable. I have one god brother like that. Whenever I think of him, I think, oh, must be some kind of incarnation of Durvasa. Okay. Let's see. Okay, this king fought on the side of the Pandavas, but his lifelong frenemy killed him. His lifelong frenemy was Drona. When I say frenemy, it means, huh? Say it. I didn't hear you. Drupad, yes. Because they were friends and they had an on, off again, on again friendship. All right. This is the son of Bharadwaj, and he was born from a pot, and he taught the Kurus how to wield weapons. Dronacharya. Very good. Alright, easy one. Now let's see how fast you can answer. This person once gave instruction to one of Krishna's wives, Satyabhama, how to be a good wife. She is an expansion of Lakshmi. You don't know yet? Nuh-uh. Alright, you don't got it yet. Huh? No. No, she taught Satyabhama something about how to serve a husband. Draupadi. Yes. What was some of her other names? Panchali. Any others? Krishna. Very good. Alright. Okay. This person became king in Hastinapur when his brother retired to the forest. Dhritarashtra. Very good. Alright. This one you won't know because I tried it once before. Alright. That one also you won't know. Okay, this one you should know. This person was the Pandavas' guru and guide, especially 12 years in the forest. Now, this is a rishi. He was the priest for the Pandavas while they were in exile for 13 years. Daumya, yes. When did Daumya leave them? Aha. When was Daumya told to go to Dwaraka? Think. No, before that. Huh? No, what happened was, what was supposed to be the last year? Incognito. So that, where did they go? They entered what city? They entered the city of Matsya, or, like we said, King Virat. So before going, they told Daumya, you leave us now, and don't tell anybody what we're doing. Daumya was told, go to... All right, the usual request. It's not me, it's the host. Everyone's supposed to move up. Hey, I just do what I'm told. The Ashvini Kumars. The Ashvini Kumars have the head of a horse, the body of a human, and they are the heavenly physicians for the demigods. All right, it's 1 o'clock. All right, so now it's time for Aarti.